Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Ken, and we are going to get all the information, all the details on that, and some other things going on with Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events this morning. Kim Herbert is here, the special events, the supervisor of special events. We have a lot to cover, and you look so festive this morning, and it's the start of when I've been around the Parks and Rec offices this time of year. I mean, this is really. This is just one of your big events, and you all just gear up for this one event.
Right.
The fact that you're back downtown this year,
yes,
has to be just really exciting as you planned it. Because I mean, a year ago we talked about the reverse Christmas parade. You came in and we discussed that, and that was just a huge success as far as just the people that came out for that. That showed you that people were so ready to get out and to see everything, and the fact that you planned for something like that.
One of the highlights is because it is at night and you have the lights, and it's just something magical about the marching bands and the floats and the lights and seeing the smiles on the kids' faces and everything that really makes it such a popular parade.
It is going to be the weather looks like this weekend is going to just be spectacular. 60s during the day, and the parade starts 5:30-ish.
Yes.
On Saturday night, and so it's not going to be that cold. And we've all been at different parades downtown of where it's been really mild. I mean, I can remember just being in there, and some years you're just wearing a sweatshirt.
Yes.
Other years you're freezing because there's been sleet and snow. This is going to be a great year.
Yes, this is great. I've peeked at the weather forecast, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that the weather will stay as it is, so that it still have a little chill in the air, which I think is perfect because it puts everyone in the right Christmas mood. But it definitely looks. And, of course, the Christmas parade is rain or shine,
mm-hmm,
or snow or whatever we need to do. So please keep up on our Facebook page, the Christmas parade website, and, of course, Fred Alerts for if there's any question whatsoever. But so far, it's looking like a beautiful day.
We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes, and then we're going to come back and get into all the details. But one of the things that you can't, and I think a lot of us have, has gotten us. And so if you've never done the Christmas parade before, and if you use Lafayette Boulevard, make sure you start early. You give yourself,
yes,
plenty of time. It's not like normally coming to town. If you're
correct,
if you're coming from Spotsylvania and Stafford, and maybe it takes you 25 minutes normally, if you're using Lafayette Boulevard, or if you're coming into the city, at least the bridge is back this year. But
yes,
if you're especially using Lafayette Boulevard from Spotsylvania,
yes,
give yourself some time.
Plenty of time. So, like you said, the parade will kick off at 5:30. You'll want to plan to be down there before 4:30,
mm-hmm,
if not sooner. It does draw a lot of people. Parking, you can always go to the FredericksburgChristmasParade.com website. We have great parking maps. There's two parking garages now this year. There's parking throughout the downtown area. Just watch for the no parking signs that we will be putting out this week. And you'll see that, pack some comfortable shoes. You'll be able to walk in and visit some of our restaurants. Even a couple of our shops will be open downtown. And then you'll be able to have a front row seat for the parade.
It's always fun on Saturday to go downtown, even sometimes late Friday night, and see chairs. People start putting chairs out,
yes,
downtown.
They start putting the chairs out early on Saturday to sort of mark their spot. And we allow that.
Mm-hmm.
We do. As long as you're not blocking the sidewalks that people can't cross, pass by, And we ask people to respect those that have already had their chairs there, but also be respectful when you put your chairs down as to how much space you're taking and everything. So that everyone gets a great view. And it is just over a mile walk for the parade. So that gives you a nice long stretch on both sides of the street for viewing the parade.
Yeah. Now, then there are certain, we'll talk about it. There are certain spots along the air that to me are just really iconic with the parade. And just seeing how many people were downtown for Black Friday and for Small Business Saturday. And I just think this is going to be, a great event this weekend.
Yes, I was down there myself and was just so excited of how many people were out shopping and spending their money in our area and really bringing back to life the downtown, the vibrance of the downtown area. So I believe, Saturday will be just as popular.
I think a lot of shops and stores will be open on Saturday. That sometimes hasn't always been the case, and it should be just a great, great event. Kim Herbert here with City Parks Recreation and Events. The Fredericksburg Christmas Parade is Saturday night, and we're going to talk about all the details of where the parade goes, getting your car off the street, like Kim mentioned, where to park and things like that. We'll take a break and come back and do that. On News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kim Herbert in this morning from City Parks Recreation and Events. The Fredericksburg Christmas Parade is this Saturday night, and we're going to get into all that. We should say before we keep going, Kim, was in talking about last year's reverse parade, the city, you got an award for from the Virginia Association of Counties?
Virginia Recreation and Parks Association.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Society.
Yeah.
VRPS. Yes, for the idea of the reverse parade for 2020. We got a wonderful award, and we were very appreciative of that. I shared that idea with many, many counties and states. I think the furthest one was Arlington, Texas. And I worked closely with the organizer out in Arlington, Texas with their reverse parade. And she called me afterwards and we compared notes. And so it was great to take that idea, which I had seen that other places had done it, like on 4th of July and stuff. It's just how we implemented it into the Christmas parade. Was a bit different, and it did get some great media press, which then brought out the crowds, of course, making it so popular. But yes, the award was we're very thankful for that.
But you're back downtown this year, and that's where you should be.
And that's where we should be, and that's where we will be. Yes, back downtown with all the the streets, and it's just like I said, with the lights and the music and the shops and the windows this year. If you haven't been downtown to see the windows from the shop owners, they're absolutely gorgeous this year.
They have really gone all out this year.
They have stepped it up this year. It's so pretty.
It is. And there is nothing like being downtown, especially for the parade with the lights, and it's dark and just a little chill in the air and people around, and it is just a great atmosphere. The street 2 o'clock is when you have to have your cars off the parade route. Is that right?
Correct. So starting at 2 o'clock, we'll start up at the VRE commuter lot and make our way down Caroline Street. 2 o'clock are when streets no parking on the parade route. So that will be Caroline Street, Amelia, and Princess Anne starts at 2 o'clock. The side streets, some of them you'll see an orange and black sign. please read those. It says, yes, you can park here, but you cannot move till the parade, till the streets are open. Not that the parade is done. It's when the streets are reopened, and we're expecting that about 8:30. So that's definitely, if you plan to park there, and then plan to have dinner after the parade so that you're not moving your cars or not in a hurry to move your cars. But yes, so at 2 o'clock, the no parking is enforced. Towing will be done at the owner's expense. At 3:30, the streets will close to all traffic. So we have a great map on our website, FredericksburgChristmasParade.com. Please take a look at that, and you'll see what streets will be closed down to all traffic, except for our float entries. They know exactly which direction to come in so that they can get all lined up. And then at 5:30, the parade will begin.
And off it goes. And at the end of the parade is you-know-who.
Yes.
We'll be at the end of the parade this year.
Yes, we bring Santa Claus into town, and he's very excited to be in his big red sleigh once again with his helpers. So, yes, Santa will be there.
The other exciting thing, and especially if you're in the parade, and one of the reasons why Lafayette Boulevard just gets so bogged down is because if you're in the parade, you've got to be there early, and you're coming in, and all the staging areas are on various side streets all around.
Correct.
And then everything gets going. So that is why, besides just all the people that are coming to the parade, there are people early on in the afternoon starting to make their way into the city. So.
Right.
Be aware of that.
Be aware of that. So, yes, we bring in our parade floats up Lafayette or Wolf Street. Some have an entrance from Sophia. So they're going to be lining up on Caroline, Wolf, and in the VRE commuter lot. So if you can avoid that side of the street, side of the city, stay more towards the... over on Prince Edward Street, Charles Street, Fauquier Street, further up William, more towards the 600 block of William Street. If you come in down William and find your closest parking area, that's your best bet. We're very grateful that the Chatham Bridge is open once again. So, of course, we have that and a nice, safe walking space to walk across the bridge. If you do happen to park over at Stafford County and make your way over, we have that wonderful bridge, thanks to VDOT for that, and safely access to and to the city. So, but on that, we have a great parking map on the website, and it'll show you. Yes, parking will still be available at the lots on Sophia Street. There's lots on Charles Street. We have the parking garage on Wolf Street. We have the other parking garage at Winchester, on Winchester. And don't forget the other VRE lot over on Prince Edward and Frederick Street. That is a large lot. But then there's also parking throughout the city on the residential streets.
Be careful, though, because I've known people that you're not blocking someone's driveway or something.
Correct.
Because, unfortunately, if that happens and the police see that, you're going to get towed.
You will get towed. Please don't block people in. Watch the signs. There are some by permit only signs up. So you just really got to
give yourself patience.
Yeah. Give yourself some time and... make a plan for the day. Come down early. Enjoy our restaurants. Enjoy the shops. Get your spot all set up and everything. And then just take your time going home also so that everyone gets home safely.
Yep, getting out will take. But boy, you're right. There are so many places. There are so many more places than even the last time the parade was downtown. When you think about it, just some of the restaurants and shops and things all around the city, and so you can really there's a wide area now where you can just take your time and stop, and if you want to get ice cream or if you want to eat and all kinds of things. So make a night out of it, and by the time you leave, it might not take you so long.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, by the time the big rush will be gone, and then you can just safely make your way home and enjoy the memories you have from what a wonderful night it was.
It is memories. I can even remember coming down on just some horrible weather nights.
Oh, yes. We've had sleet. And then I specifically remember one year where the city actually had to physically remove snow
from
the streets and sidewalks before having the parade. So thankful we're hitting a mild weather
weekend.
So far, so good.
So, and like you say, it is good to have a plan. Because there have been many times, one of the first times, and I was in the parade, and I didn't have a plan, and I ended up parking out even past Charlotte Street and just deciding if I'm going to get there, I'm going to have to park, and I'm going to have to run to get there, and I did. So, and a lot of times families run into that, of where you're sitting and you just decide, we just need to find a place, and we'll get to the parade. But if you sort of plan this out and give yourself time, you may have to walk a little ways, but you could still get there.
In some ways that's the best plan, to park further out and walk in.
It'll help you when you leave.
It'll help you when you leave too. Yes, I mean, wagons, if you have a wagon, that's a great thing to bring. Put the kids in, and some blankets, and then you can just park the wagon right along the parade route, and the kids are nice and cozy and sitting in the wagon, and then no one's having to carry them, and it just makes, if you think it through, it can make a very fun night.
This show's about 15 years too late, because if I'd had I never even thought of a wagon.
Oh yes, we always brought the kids with a wagon.
Thought of a wagon. that would have been perfect. Now, as far as the number of floats and everything, how are we? Is this going to be similar to past parades as far as the numbers go?
So the response was a little bit low, but it worked very well into our plan. So there's going to be about 60 floats this year, and that works very well because we do have to remember we are still in the midst of a pandemic. So with that, we are taking the floats and we're spreading them out so that everyone has a little bit more space. The city is doing their best to keep that on everyone's mind. Masks are recommended when social distancing is not available, but that's a personal choice, and we'll let everyone do that. And then, but we do have all the marching bands out there. Fredericksburg, Stafford, Spotsylvania, Northumberland Marching Band is joining us. We'll have some great fire trucks and church groups and scouts and dogs and so many wonderful groups that have signed up and some new ones this year. So we're really looking forward to that, of greeting them and welcoming them to our parade.
The combined bands from both Spotsylvania and Stafford are always just so good.
Yes, they are.
To get all of those students together and get them out there, and that is always something you look forward to with the city parade.
Right, everyone's got to have a band, and so we've been able to having four large bands where I would have spread them out, and so the music will just be wonderful and radiate throughout the city.
It's always interesting, Kim, when there's always a float or two that are just big. They're just big floats.
Yes.
And they fit the city parade so nicely.
Yes.
And I always look forward to that. All of them are every shape and size is fine, but the city parade does get some really big floats.
Yes.
And it's always fun.
I know of a couple groups that have been working very hard on their floats, and I've gotten a couple sneak peeks, and I can't wait for everyone to see what they have to bring. So, yes, there are sometimes some of these groups, they start planning real early. As soon as we announce the theme, they start planning and working on their floats, and it's very exciting.
I didn't even ask you that. What is the theme?
Candyland.
Oh, okay.
So it was an office vote, and we chose Candyland this year. And that can be interpreted many different ways. I mean, it's Candyland the game,
or
Candyland, Willy Wonka. Mm-hmm. It could be the good ship lollipop. It could be so many different ways. Or how sweet Christmas is, how sweet the holidays are. So I'm sure you'll see plenty of many different interpretations of what Candyland is. And, of course, of many traditional floats, too, for the Christmas theme.
Candyland, the theme, about 60 floats in the parade. The Fredericksburg Christmas Parade is Saturday night beginning at 5:30. You have to have your car off the streets of the parade route at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Kim Herbert from City Parks Recreation and Events here. Quick break. We're going to come back. If you can't make it downtown to the parade, or if you're in the parade and you want grandparents or family members from other states or other parts of the state or the region to see it, there's a chance to do that. We'll get into that and talk about some other City Parks Recreation and Events activities going on, too. We'll do all that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Kim Herbert in this morning. We're talking about the City Christmas Parade that is this Saturday night. And before we get out of here this morning, we will go through all the particulars again that you need to know. One of the things that you're doing, Kim, and this is one of the things we have learned to do since COVID, is to make things virtual and to make things available. And you're doing that with the Christmas Parade this year.
Correct. Yes, we are. So for those in the community or in anywhere that don't feel comfortable coming down to the parade, or you know, some reason they are staying home, or if you even have relatives and grandparents in other locations that would like to see the parade, we are going Facebook Live. So on our Visit Fred Facebook page, our good friend John Sims, a lot of people know of him as Hyperbole.
Yeah.
He will be going live, and we'll be there at the judges' stand, and we'll be showcasing each of the floats, each of the entries that come in, and as they're performing at the judges' stand. So think of it as a Macy's preview type thing of the parade. And then that way also, at the end of the parade, everyone can go back and watch it and see themselves and share it with friends and family. And I think it'll be a great addition of something that we'll continue to do. But this way, we're looking at, you know, trying to keep our community safe. So if you do not feel comfortable, like we said, there will be at least 10,000 people downtown. There always is. And if you're just not comfortable, then we have this alternative way to still enjoy the parade from the safety of your home.
That is just, what a great idea. And he's got a terrific Facebook page, and
he does.
Makes a lot of events around here watchable for people that can't always see them.
We are so thankful for John and all the work that he does and has done in the past. And he has a great following, and so we will be having that on the Facebook page of Visit Fred.
Visit Fred, what a great idea. That is just really good, because especially because you do like to make that kind of thing, instead of just sending grandparents or some family members just maybe pictures, you can tell them to watch it, or you can go and you can show it after the fact.
You can watch it over and over again, looking for your favorite people in the parade.
So many things. Anything else as far as the Christmas parade goes that we haven't talked about that you think that people need to know about at this point?
Let's see. Dress warm. It'll be rain or shine.
Mm-hmm.
Kicks off at 5:30.
No
alcohol, please. Might not be the best time to bring your dog downtown. Once again, there's a lot of people down there. If possible, please keep the puppy dogs at home. We all love them, but it gets a little tough on them in the crowds. Dress warm. Pack your patience. And I think that'll be... Yeah.
You'll have a great time. You will have a great time. And even if you're several rows back, you can put kids up on your shoulders, or people will let you, the little kids go up and see things. And so you're just going to have, I am so looking forward to it, just because there are just, when the downtown looks so great. And to me, it's always when you go from Caroline and you make that left up Amelia and then over to Princess Anne, it's always a little bit darker at that corner.
Right.
But it's fun. It's just you've got people lined on both sides. It's there's nothing like the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade.
There is nothing like the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade. Yeah, that just element of having it at night and the lights. And even if it is a little darker in that area, a lot of the marching bands and of course the floats, everything has lights on it. So it just adds that little special magical touch to everything.
And that's the great thing is it's a night parade, and there aren't that many night parades even in Virginia.
No.
And we've got one here, and you all with City Parks Recreation and Events, you realize how important the parade is and just throw everything into this.
Right. Like I said, we start planning very early for this, and it is all hands on deck. Our entire staff all really gets to see, all gets to be part of this and what goes into it. Everything from division leaders to hanging the no parking signs to barricade workers to just all the little stuff that we've been doing since July.
And the cleanup people are just terrific. Those people that are involved in that, I will usually kind of hang around afterwards and take some pictures of them, because they get the streets opened in record time, and you don't even know there's been a parade. The other thing you could help is if you're a watcher, it just always amazes me the amount of trash that they have to pick up. Please pick up after yourself.
Yes, there are trash cans, and we actually put out extra trash cans throughout the parade route. So please use the trash cans. That is our public works team. So not only is this a great effort by Parks, Recreation, and Events, but this is a full city event, because our public works department, they are out there and... right after Santa Claus, they start cleaning that street. And you're right, in record time, they get those streets open, because the streets will not open until they are completely done.
Yep.
So they are back on Princess Anne and Lafayette. So have your patience with that. But you can't even tell there was a Christmas parade by the time they're done. But then also we have to think about our police that are out there, the fire department that are out there, the EMS and volunteer rescue squad that's out there. We get great support from our economic development and tourism, our commissioner of revenue's office.
City manager's office.
Definitely the city manager's office. So when we say this is, brought to you by the city of Fredericksburg, it's definitely an effort by everyone in the city of Fredericksburg.
It's going to be a great time. So many people involved. The public works people, I appreciate them so much, just because they're the ones who are staying late, and they're the ones who set up. Towards the end of the week, you'll start seeing gates set up in spots, and they're getting things set up before the parade. They're cleaning up after the parade, and it's a long couple of days for them.
Oh yeah. A lot of that. So a lot in all our departments, really this week, we'll start seeing things downtown starting to happen, whether it's signage being put up, it's the barricades being put out, and just things. We have having done this for so many years, we have a good timeline of what has to be done on Monday, what has to be done on Tuesday, as it gets closer and closer to the day of the parade. A big thing is just watch the signage. We do not want anyone to have their cars towed. If you're downtown earlier in the day, look for the signage. The red and white no parking signs mean you cannot park here. You will be towed. So red and white, you will be towed. If the sign happens to be orange and black, then it's you can park there, but you are not moving until after the streets are cleaned up. And that will be approximately 8:30, depending on how long the parade lasts and then what it takes for our crews to clean up.
Don't put a drone to get a nice picture either, because
no,
that is prohibited.
No drones. That is prohibited. Absolutely no drones. We are in a no drone zone for the Christmas parade.
No, it is a lot of work, and I know come Saturday night you'll be able to breathe a sigh of relief.
Oh, yes.
How many Christmas parades is this for you now, Kim, of being sort of?
Four.
Okay.
This is my fourth one.
Because I know you've come in for a number. We plan on this. We set this show up in almost in September or something.
Yes, we did.
Making sure that there's a day carved out that you can come in and talk about this, and it's just going to be. It always is a festive event, but it's just even more so this year because of last year.
Because of last year, yes. Everyone's ready to celebrate. Everyone's ready to come together.
Yeah.
And so many of us can safely come together. And it's just the excitement. We see that with so many of our events downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout our whole department, that people are ready to come out. People are ready to celebrate and be together and see their friends. And so, once COVID hit and everything, we as a Parks and Rec department sat there and had to, as everyone says, pivot and find out how are we going to handle this? How are we still? We're still the community center. We're still ones that are out there to bring fun to families. And
yep.
So we've done everything we could to do that, and now we're definitely seeing through special events that everyone's really ready to participate and come out, and we're excited with what we have coming up the rest of the season for the holidays, and especially the parade on Saturday.
So what are some of the other things that are coming up the rest of the season? I know I saw the Christmas cards where you can get your either yourself or your family. You can take selfies, and that's been at Herkamp Park before, but it has moved now to Riverfront Park.
Right. And let's not forget we have Riverfront Park mm-hmm. open. So we're very excited to have our new park right along the river on Sophia Street. And so we added a touch of holiday spirit down there by putting the holiday cards down there. They will be there till December 27th. So there's five cards, all representing a different holiday. We also have a great Fredericksburg one. And it's a great chance for mm-hmm. you, your friends, your family, your pets, everyone to go down there and take a great picture within these photo frames and be able to share them with everyone. We have basketballs back, so youth basketball signups are go till December 3rd. So please go to our website to sign up, register your young kids for basketball. Also December 4th, this Saturday, at our farmer's market is the mistletoe market. So our market manager has done a great job with recruiting so many great crafters from all around the area. And this will be a wonderful chance to pick up some homemade gifts and from small businesses all at Herkamp Park. And that's Saturday morning.
Okay.
I believe it's like 9 to 1. December 11th, one thing we did find through the COVID was our drive-in movies had become very popular.
Yeah.
And that was a wonderful idea from one of our staff members. So we have this great big movie screen that we put down at Old Mill Park. And you're able to stay in your car. You tune your radio to a certain radio station that they'll let you know. And you can watch movies. There's mm-hmm. a food truck there. Of course, restrooms are right there. So on December 11th, we're showing A Year Without a Santa Claus and The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Okay.
That is from 5 to 8. The movie starts at dark. And then December 19th is Home Alone. And that at 2 starts at 5 to 8. And then January 1st, when we bring in our new year and welcome 2022, will be our first day hike at Mott's Run Reservoir. And this is pretty much a hike on your own between 9 and 12. Get out there and take your family for a beautiful hike through Mott's Run Reservoir. If you have not been out there, it is just a perfect location to just go. There's many different trails out there, so everyone will stay safe and distance. It's just anything from an easy trail to more difficult trails, but that's our first day hike on January 1st.
Okay. I wondered about that because what a great idea that is. And Mott's is a great place to get to know. And maybe as part of your New Year's resolution, start exercising more. You're right. The trails, there's so many things to do at Mott's.
So many things to do. There are bike trails. There mm-hmm. are hiking trails. And then when the summer comes, warmer times, of course, fishing is absolutely wonderful. We rent boats and kayaks. It is just a gem that we have as one of our parks.
Another gem is just Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events. You have just tons of stuff and should follow on Facebook go online and see the various things, because it's whether it's sports or just activities, they're open to anybody. And
yes.
You offer just some great, great things.
Yes, they can always go visit our Facebook page or our Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events website.
Kim Herbert here. We're going to come back and wrap this up by talking again about just all the particulars, what you need to know with the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade. It is this weekend. It is Saturday night in the city, and we'll do that on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
What a fun show this has been with Kim Herbert with Fredericksburg Parks Recreation and Events, the City Christmas Parade, 5:30 on Saturday night. And a lot of the basic stuff, just, like we said, Kim, have a plan.
Yes.
Plan on getting there early. You don't want to get caught in traffic, and especially after, it's those kind of situations. You get caught in traffic, and then you're parking where you shouldn't, and there are just a lot of bad things that can happen.
It's a lot. So come early. Enjoy the downtown.
Yes.
No parking goes into effect at 2 p.m. So, once again, please watch the signage. Whether if you're in a residential area, please don't block in the driveways. Look for some signage that might require permits and stuff, but watch where you're parking. There's red and white signs, no parking signs, which mean you will be towed. So it's right downtown along the parade route. You will be towed. There will be some signage that is orange and black and that you can park, but you will not be able to move your vehicle until the streets open around 8:30 that night.
Okay.
So, and then all the streets close at 3:30, and the parade will start at 5:30. And a map to see all the street closures can be found on our Fredericksburg Christmas Parade website, which is FredericksburgChristmasParade.com.
Again, FredericksburgChristmasParade.com. And again, it is a great map that you have that really outlines everything. Candyland is the theme,
yes.
So look forward to how that is. And this is going to be just like the Christmas parades of old with bands and all the various floats that you've...
All the floats, everything. We've gotten a great lineup this year, yes.
60-some floats?
About 60 floats, yes.
And which will be great. And just the weather's going to be great. And
so far, yes. It's looking great. I definitely want to quickly do a quick thank you. Our sponsors, B101.5, News Talk 1230, Fredericksburg Regional Food Bank, county waste, and of course, couldn't do it without the support of all the departments of the city of Fredericksburg, but definitely all the volunteers that are going to be coming out and helping us keep our parade safe. And we'll be there with maps to direct everyone to whether it's your division, where parking might be, or where the local restrooms are.
And if you're coming with kids, put them in a wagon.
If they're
young enough, and that will help you get around.
Yes, yes. It's always great because you have seating for them right there. And just, yeah, pack your patience and dress warm. And any announcements about the parade will be on Fred Alert or on the Fredericksburg Christmas Parade Facebook page. Visit Fred Facebook page and follow the Visit Fred Facebook page. If you don't want to feel comfortable coming down or you want to share it with your family members, because we will be going live on Visit Fred.
John Sims will be doing that, and we'll do a great job with that. And it is so fun, Kim, talking about a Christmas parade downtown. You guys
yes.
did a great job with the reverse parade, but this is where it belongs,
this
downtown.
This is where it belongs, yes, definitely. We're very excited to bring it back downtown.
Thank you for all your work on this, because you just do, you and your staff, and like you said, all of the city departments do just a great job pulling this together, and can't wait on Saturday night.
Thank you.
A lot of memories. Thank you,
yes.
Kim. And we'll talk more Parks and Rec in the new year. You've got a new director. We'll talk with him some point too.
That'd be great.
Kim Herbert, the Supervisor of Special Events. Thanks, Kim. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
City Parade again is Saturday night, beginning at 5:30. Thank you for listening. Have a safe day. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.